On Capitol Hill yesterday, Homeland Security Director Tom Ridge heard senators from both parties sharply criticize parts of the White House plan for a new Department of Homeland Security. Several questioned the Bush administration's apparent intention to exempt the new superagency from the whistleblower law, as well as from outside scrutiny. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Welcoming Homeland Security Director Ridge as the sole witness before the Judiciary Committee, Democratic Chairman Patrick Leahy said there was no need to swear Ridge in. He said the panel knew the former six-term congressman well. Still referring to the Homeland Security legislation drawn up by the White House, Leahy said he was disturbed by the scant oversight provisions laid out in what he labeled a proposal born in secrecy.
The Freedom of Information Act would not apply. The conflict of interest and accountability rules for agency advisors would not apply. The new department head would have the power to suspend the Whistleblower Protection Act, the normal procurement rules, and even to intervene in the independent investigations of the Inspector General. So really what this does is put them above the law.
Iowa Republican Charles Grassley, who helped write the whistleblower law protecting employees who report improprieties, said he too was concerned about the absence of such protections for the 170,000 employees who would work in the new department.
I think there's a certain amount of arrogance about departments that think they have to be protected against whistleblowers.
But Ridge assured Grassley the Homeland Security employees would indeed be protected if they needed to make critical recommendations. President Bush said as much when he proposed creating the department on the same day that FBI whistleblower Colleen Rowley testified before the Judiciary Committee, according to Ridge.
Senator, we want these men and women, patriots all, to be comfortable with the president's encouragement that they have criticism, that they can come forward and operate without fear of a reprisal. That's the language we want to include in this legislation, and we'll be pleased to work with you on it.
Grassley declared he was satisfied with that promise, but Chairman Leahy pressed Ridge further. He wanted to know why a new Secretary of Homeland Security would have powers in the White House proposed legislation to limit inquiries under the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA, when such inquiries pertain to information from the world of business.
I know we all want to trust our major corporations to do everything right, and there's no reason why we should suspect they don't. Unless, of course, you read the front page of today's paper, or yesterday's paper, or the day before, or the day before, or the day before.
Ridge did not back down, though, on the proposed limits on FOIA inquiries. He said most of the country's infrastructure is owned by the private sector, and he did not want private firms to worry about information they shared with the new department becoming public.
The only answer, we believe, is a limited statutory exemption to the Freedom of Information Act. Such exemptions are common in areas where Congress has deemed that the public interest requires protection of information submitted to the government. We believe Homeland Security deserves such treatment.
Ridge also defended the right of a new Homeland Security Secretary to limit investigations carried out by an inspector general. But with the president calling for the creation of a Homeland Security Department by the end of the year, if not sooner, Ridge also seemed eager to avoid the kind of disputes with lawmakers that could slow the bill down. He said he remained willing to talk about the senator's concerns. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.